This is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor. Summit County Council is considering a resolution to declare racism a public health crisis. County Executive Eileen Shapiro supports the effort and says her office will back any initiative that seeks to make a positive difference.
The public health environment, we tend to think of that as illness, you know, COVID, that kind of thing. When there are structural and when I say structural, things that have been put into our society that keeps people locked into poverty, keeps people locked into not being able to access better health care, better food choices, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it is fitting and appropriate that we call it what it is, and it is a public health crisis.
Was this something that came up in Summit County directly because of what happened to George Floyd in Minnesota?
These conversations have happened, actually, I think from my first knowledge was actually in Columbus when something formal as the resolution came out. The conversations around Elevate Greater Akron, where we have a lot of subcommittees working on diversity and inclusion, and that's been going on 2-3 years now, Sarah, where they're looking maybe not as comprehensively, but looking at specific areas where we know that our Black and minority communities are disadvantaged. I won't say it was in a formal, as much as the work that Elevate Greater Akron did told us clearly about the disparities in the Black community, and the work has been going on around that. And I think that that will also be a spring, this resolution will also be a springboard for those conversations.
I know you wrote your executive cabinet a letter saying that we want to be a model as we confront racism and discrimination and push forward difficult conversations. So how will that happen? How do you see that occurring?
Well, I think there's some things that we've been thinking about, although I don't want to commit to any particular one of them. So one of the things is that many private corporations have done is they have put in their organizations, put teams together to have these conversations to help whatever that entity is. And in this case, it would be the county, understand what barriers, what opportunities there might be to be able to help some of our folks and understanding the cultural differences. And as I said, some of the hurdles that perhaps some of the folks are having and that we better ways that we might be able to help them. Now, the county did put a diversity, myself shortly after I took office, a diversity and inclusion board together. And they were charged to look at four areas. And one was our hiring practices. One was community engagement. Another one was boards and commissions, because I appoint to roughly 50 boards a year. And there are places where people have opportunity to make a difference on a different level than perhaps what they do every day. And then the other one really was around economics. That wasn't the word that we used, but how do we help businesses get stronger? What programs could we put in place? What are the counties and the cities buy a lot of materials? How do we make sure that we can work with our minority contractors in a more efficient and, quite honestly, a broader way?
One of our reporters talked with a protest organizer who made a comment that, you know, there's a lot of talk, but the everyday person doesn't see a lot of action. How do you communicate with them these initiatives that are going on that are trying to make change?
Well, I think that there is a challenge there because many people, quite honestly, they're trying to make a living. They're trying to put food on their table, keep a roof over their head, get their kids educated, take care of their parents if they're sick. And so sometimes programs like the Elevate Greater Akron is doing, or what we're doing, sometimes those programs do not resonate down until you have a need or somebody tells you about it. So I think that finding different ways to communicate those is really important.
That's Summit County Executive Eileen Shapiro. County Council will discuss the public health resolution regarding racism on June 8th. A vote is expected at the council meeting on June 15th. I'm Sarah Taylor, 89.7 WKSU.